When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Level 3 has begun. Rick Saratella is going to step up and in. And, you know, Rick Saratella founded the NFL Draft Bible and stuff. And, you know, normally we used to talk scout players and take a look at the NFL draft props and stuff like that. Now Rick always comes in with hot takes. So we'll see what he brings to the table tonight. All right, it's like hot take Rick. We got to get him. I'd say, seriously, he always comes firing in. Really, a couple of weeks ago, he was attacking Caleb Williams for crying. There's always something. He's got, like, on a weekly basis, he's got some sort of thing, whatever grinding his gears. But hey, we're here for it. we're here for it. You know, it's too peaceful, right? It's too peaceful all the time. People just talk, oh, I like this, I like that. It's good to argue with people once in a while. So Rick Saratella is going to step up, and the Lobos are getting it done against Toledo. It's 38-31 right now with a minute left in the first half. They're minus 5.5-point favorites. The game of the night right now, Marquette are up a 10 spot on Kansas. And it's pretty crazy because the in-game total got all the way up to like 170.5 in this game and is currently 147.5 right now at the half, 38-28. Wow. Talk about low scoring for the Kansas Jayhawks. The Jayhawks offense just hit a wall in this game. The Jayhawks are getting 3.5 points. Marquette are minus 3.5. Kansas, if you think they can come back on the money line, they're plus 205 right now. So, yeah, Rick Saratella is going to step up and in. We'll talk NFL football and more with Rick. Countdown to kickoff is on. We were just talking about some of these epic college football games this week. Now, let's be real. It all starts off with Michigan and Ohio State, not only because it is as big as it gets, but it also is at noon Eastern time. So the Michigan Wolverines have beaten Ohio State the last two times that they played. And shout out to everybody joining us on Sirius XM, Channel 159 of the Sports Grid Radio Networks. I am Morenci. We're kicking it here. Countdown to kickoff is on the game. The game. And in fact, actually, despite me being the Michigan Wolverine that I am, tomorrow night we've got an Ohio State Buckeye on the program. Devere Posey is going to join us. Devere Posey is going to step up and in. Ohio State Buckeye. He had a great career with Ohio State. Played with in the Terrell Pryor era. Played with the Houston Texans. Third round pick of the Houston Texans. So yeah, Devere Posey is going to join us tomorrow night. We got to get a Michigan Wolverine on the show before the end of the week. But the problem is, it's a freaking holiday. I got to tip my cap to the Buckeyes here. You know? I was like, man, you know, it's Thanksgiving, so like we're on Thursday, but it's not really Sports Rage. It's like a special Thanksgiving in-game live, all that type stuff. We'll have some guests on, but you know, it's Thursday, it's a holiday. So I told the dude, I said, listen, we can, you know, Thursday, Friday's kind of weird because it's a holiday and stuff. I said, you want to rock on Wednesday? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And he's like, Buckeye Nation, baby. And I'm like, oh boy. I'm like, here we go. But this way, anybody can't say I'm biased, which I'm not. I always have Ohio State guys on, actually. I want to get Jumbo Elliott on, but Jumbo doesn't want to. Jumbo's a good guy. He doesn't like doing media stuff, though. He likes tweeting. He likes tweeting. He doesn't like doing. He sent me a message. He goes, "Go blue," but I don't do that stuff. He said something about he had a throat issue or something, but we wish him the best. Good guy. So yeah, we're fired up for this game, and you know, Ohio State are playing their best football right now. Like, when you watched Ohio State play against Penn State, you saw they were as offensively challenged as Penn State were. We saw them play, and people are like, oh, they beat Notre Dame. Whatever, dude. Notre Dame are okay, right? They're not elite. They're okay. They're tier two, right? So the win against Notre Dame isn't so spectacular or anything like that. They didn't really look great. They won the game 14-10. They stopped. Notre Dame should have won the game. They didn't score on the goal line. But so when watching that was like, well, you know, when you see this, Michigan looked like the better football team. This is not peak Ohio State football, right? They, you know, Marvin Harrison would save them with a big play here, a big play there. They would just sort of get by. Now, Ohio State are clicking on all cylinders. And the big difference is Henderson. I'm telling you, they got a ground game going now. They didn't have a ground game. They haven't, you know, it's the thing with Ohio State. They're normally a pretty physical football team. I mean, they used to push Michigan around, right, in the trenches. You know, with their big, you know, the Boses and the big defensive linemen that they had and stuff, and their pounding ground attack. They got, you know, Ohio State got a little finesse and a pass-happy team. And quite frankly, Ohio State's defense hasn't been as good in the last couple of years as their standard. Right? They get by scoring points. I think their defense is better now. I think they got the ground game going. They got Marvin Harrison Jr. This is a dangerous-ass game for the Michigan Wolverines. It really is. Like, it's only Tuesday, and I'm already thinking, oh, man, this is going to be a long week thinking about this one, getting ready for this. And, oh, yeah, Coach Harbaugh's not there. Let's roll. Let's do this thing. Maui Wowie style. This is Sports Rage. The All-State Maui Invitational going on. I am Gabe Morency. The second half has begun. Marquette up a 10 spot on the Kansas Jayhawks. Let's do this thing. The pitch, the player, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. Joining us on the late night anger management class is the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. In the house, we've got a lot of stuff to unpack. Rick Saratella is going to join us in a couple of minutes. We've got a lot of football talk, but we'll keep you up to date with the college basketball. We'll get into some Major League Baseball tonight. Matt Canada is out in Pittsburgh, although I'm not sure it really makes a difference at this point in time. We'll get you up to date with the updated point spreads. Thanksgiving football, but it is, of course, rivalry week, and everybody's getting fired up for the Michigan Wolverines and the Ohio State Buckeye game. Could there be any more drama surrounding this football game? They're both 11-0, the most storied rivalry in college football. You have two undefeated teams. If, you know, there's, I don't know if there's a guarantee. Last year, Ohio State got in despite the fact that they lost to the Michigan Wolverines. I don't know if that happens this year. And I don't think Michigan's schedule has been impressive enough for them really to get in if they lose this game on their home field. And then you throw in the controversy around Harbaugh, I think you can make an argument that the committee would be happy to see Michigan just sort of go away, lose, and then they could sort of justify it moving forward. And I think you could say the same thing about the Florida State Seminoles. The Florida State Seminoles, the team that everybody wants to dismiss right now, and somehow just say, you know what? You're not going to be good enough without Jordan Travis. How do we know? At this point, I'm almost pulling for FSU to run the table just to shut people up. Now, is it a devastating blow? Yes, but you have to give them the benefit of the doubt until they lose. The college football playoff rankings came out again. So far, so good. So what? It doesn't matter. We're going to play the damn games. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same day delivery.
Grid.com.
Tuesday, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. Countdown to Thanksgiving kickoff is on, but we're still dealing with the leftovers of Monday Night Football, and it's amazing how quickly people will turn on a player or on a team, and people have completely turned on Travis Kelce. People have turned on the Kansas City Chiefs because they lost to the second-best team in the National Football League, the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's bring in Rick Saratella. There's a lot of football to break down. Rick, always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
Gabe, what's happening? Happy to serve up some gravy here on Thanksgiving week. And I would say the Philadelphia Eagles are the best team in the National Football League. We saw that in the Super Bowl last year. I do believe that. And I do believe Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. So there you go for some hot takes out of the gate.
Yeah. We're like 30 seconds in, and you're already dropping bombs on me here. I didn't see this coming. First things first, Kansas City won the Super Bowl last year, not Philadelphia. And until Philadelphia.
With a little help from their friends.
Yeah, and how did Philadelphia get to the Super Bowl? Because Brock Purdy got hurt in the game. I mean, this has already been debated and gone over and over and over. I'll put it this way. I'm a Buffalo Bill fan.
Yeah.
The Bills beat the Cowboys the year after in the regular season. So what? You know what I'm saying? They got their ass handed to them in the Super Bowl, and ooh, they got revenge. They played them the next year, and they did beat them in the regular season. Doesn't, you know what I mean? But I'm not dismissing the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Eagles are a super dangerous team. But let's be real. If Valdez Scantling catches that football, I mean, which he should have, then we're not talking about this conversation isn't being had. We're talking about how Philadelphia can't beat Kansas City.
Right. And if they kept Tyreek Hill and it wasn't Marquez Valdez Scantling, then it's a touchdown, right? But they got themselves in a salary cap situation. They had to turn the roster over, and when you have the what I would call the best and the second best quarterback in the NFL, the difference, just like any other NFL team that dominates, is built from the inside out. And the Eagles have a superior offensive line. They have a superior defensive line. They have better big play weapons. Now, the Chiefs did a great job shutting down AJ Brown yesterday, but the Eagles can slice and dice you. They can beat you in a lot of different ways. They have guys like Devonta Smith. They have guys like Dallas Goedert. And then Jalen Hurts. You see what he can do. They get that rumbling Philadelphia brotherly love push going on. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's going to be tough to beat. Even with Jalen Hurts hurting, they're going to be tough to beat.
I'm not going to dispute the Philadelphia Eagles are a great football team. And if they don't win the Super Bowl, they're going to start to be in that conversation with the Buffalo Bills, actually, of being one of the greatest teams not to win. Because the Eagles have been dominant. This has been a year and a half plus of just sheer dominance. But the Buffalo Bills were dominant for, I don't know, 6-7 years. They didn't win, right? And you look back on it, one of the greatest teams not to win. The Eagles, to me, this is their year. This is it. But I wouldn't dismiss Kansas City because they lost this football game. And as good as Jalen Hurts is, I think it's a stretch to say that he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I don't know. I'd go back and check the videotape on that one, Gabe. But I will say Philadelphia.
I've seen the videotape. Mahomes has been in the league and is one of the most successful quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League. Jalen Hurts has had a good year and a half and hasn't won anything.
Well, Patrick Mahomes. Listen, I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes hasn't had a better career. I'm just saying if I had to play a bowl game today, tomorrow, give me Jalen Hurts. To win one game right now, Jalen Hurts is playing at a higher level. He's been playing at a higher level for the past 2 years. And Jalen, I think you saw that.
I wouldn't say he's been playing at a high level for the last 2 years.
Gabe, before the injury, before he went down, if Jalen Hurts doesn't get injured at the end of last year, he wins the MVP, they win the Super Bowl, okay? Nobody's going to cry over spilled milk. He got hurt, okay? He's been playing better this year than Patrick Mahomes, and he's been doing it through injury. And if I had to start a franchise today, give me Jalen Hurts over Patrick Mahomes. That's all I'm saying.
But you can't have it both ways and say, like, if Patrick Mahomes, bro, had A.J. Brown, Jalen Smith, DeAndre Swift.
Hill and Travis Kelce.
And you know what he did? Yeah, and you know what he did? He won with them. Yeah, and he just won without Tyreek Hill last year as well.
Here's what I say.
Hold on. You had your turn. You pumped up Jalen Hurts. Okay, you're saying he's better. You can't have it both ways. Who the hell is Mahomes throwing it to this year? Who does he have on that football team? So you're telling me you don't think that Jalen Hurts is aided and abetted by having arguably the best offensive line in the National Football League, by being surrounded by Devontae Smith, by A.J. Brown, by Dallas Goedert, and having one of the best defenses in the National Football League? Well, Patrick Mahomes is running around there throwing to a 36-year-old Kelce that's thinking about Taylor Swift half the time. Right? Like, they don't have anybody. So I wouldn't like this whole, like, oh, Mahomes is like done or anything like that. That's like a little excessive. And I'll tell you what, we're not even in the month of December yet. No one's won. Like, the Chiefs are still the Kings, bro.
Jalen Hurts can run around a little bit, too. He throws a better deep ball than Patrick Mahomes.
So can Lamar Jackson. There's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL having good years. You know what I mean? Jalen Hurts is one of them. He's on a really good football team.
I think Jalen Hurts throws a better ball. I'm sorry.
Than who? Than Patrick Mahomes?
Correct.
All right. Rick Saratella dropping his hot take opinions here.
I would say this is a belief shared by a lot of people that watch football.
I don't think that there's too many people that believe that Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes.
A better thrower than football.
Right now, he's on a hot team. He won a game last night because Valdes-Scantling dropped a pass at the end of the game, Rick. Like, you're acting like Mahomes and the Chiefs are like 2-8 or something like that. And the Eagles, did you watch this? Like, who won the Super Bowl last year? Who won when they played against? I'm not even a Chief fan. As I stated during the game last night, I don't like either of these teams. Eagle fans, and you're not an Eagle fan, but people talk like the Eagles have accomplished something. When they haven't accomplished jack, they lost in the Super Bowl and cried about it after. Leave out the part that Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers were playing with a four-string quarterback off the street against them, and now they rack up a bunch of wins. But let's not give them, oh, yeah, he's the greatest quarterback ever. Patrick Mahomes is arguably the greatest quarterback ever to play in the NFL, Rick. That's all I'm saying. That's why I'm a little bit taken aback.
And all I'm saying is Andy Reid has been there for about a decade. This is, what, Nick Sirianni's third year. They went to the playoffs in the first year. They went to the Super Bowl in the second year. This is really Jalen Hurts' second season as a full-time starter. And all I'm saying is his best football is ahead of him, so let's just wait until both of their careers are over, and we'll see where the cookies crumble. I actually think the Eagles team last year was better than the Eagles team this year, for what it's worth.
I don't know. We'll find out. They're sort of like Georgia. I think Philadelphia's building, right? They're building towards the Super Bowl. They'll be judged whether they're better or worse, like whether they win or not. Things are looking good for them right now. I like them. Listen, I trust the Eagles more than I do the Detroit Lions, right? Because I think the Lions
haven't beaten anybody. The Lions haven't beaten anybody.
Well, the Eagles really don't play anybody ever, really, anyways, right?
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That's one thing, Rick. No one's going to dispute that. Last year, no, I know. This is their first real win. And now we're going to see. We're going to learn more about the Eagles now over the next month. They actually play some real teams. They just beat the Chiefs. They play the Bills. They got the 49ers.
I don't know what else you have to see. I believe.
What, you're all sold, AD. So you think the Eagles are a slam dunk to win it?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. Rick Staratella is getting all crazy like he did a couple of weeks ago. Once again, this seems to be a common theme with him. He's anointed Jalen Hurts the king of the NFL. The Eagles are the unbeatable force and are the greatest team ever that haven't won a Super Bowl. Okay, they haven't won, but I guess that's kind of the little thing that matters, kind of, right? Like, I know. Like you said, them winning this game against the Chiefs doesn't make up for like losing the Super Bowl, bro. Like I said, I'm a Bills fan. We beat the Cowboys the next year after we got out of the Super Bowl. Who cares?
I didn't say it does. I just said, give me a game to win today or tomorrow. Give me Jalen Hurts, and he'll prove it in the Super Bowl, I guess. And then you'll be a believer.
If we had equal talent on both sides, like I'm taking Patrick Mahomes over Jalen Hurts, bro. Like there's not like a then Jalen Hurts, like, well, I don't know. Nick Saban took two over Jalen Hurts. So we've already seen this before, but that's another story. So, like I said, I like Jalen Hurts. I'm not here to bash Jalen Hurts, but I would take Patrick Mahomes over Jalen Hurts if I had a choice in a one game setting, and they just played in a one game setting in a Super Bowl. So, but Jalen Hurts gets Josh Allen.
And good thing for Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts didn't get the ball back one last drive. Okay, let's go. What's the
all
next
right.
topic?
Whatever. Yeah. So what? So you really believe so the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl? You're just locked in? Like you can't give up on them and a penalty and stuff like that, bro. But they are a good football team, but I wouldn't crowd their ass.
I would say they're probably the favorites right now.
The Philadelphia Eagles?
Correct.
They're co-favorites. There's three co-favorites. They all have the same odds. The San Francisco 49ers, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Kansas City Chiefs are all plus 450 right now, which I would argue San Francisco is a little bit overpriced. I think Philadelphia should be ranked higher than San Francisco. I wouldn't dispute that. I think they're the number one ranked team in the NFC. And even though KC lost last night, everybody else in the AFC still has to beat them. And I'm not going to dispute it. KC have a ton of flaws. Their defense is awesome. Offensively, they're bad. I mean, who would have imagined they have 5.9 points per game in the second half, lowest in the NFL? That was mind-blowing to actually let that settle in, that they've scored least points in the second half than any other team in the NFL, Kansas City. But they get home field advantage, Rick. Suddenly it becomes two games, bro, and you don't have to be great. You just got to win two games, and you get into the Super Bowl, and then it's a one-game situation. I don't know if anybody in the AFC can really knock them off. We've seen it time and time. I don't know.
I think Baltimore.
I buy into Baltimore, Rick, but my quick counterpoint is Baltimore choke in the playoffs every year. Lamar has had very little success in the playoffs.
Well, I agree with that. And at some point, that chip on the shoulder, you know, I go back to his interview on NFL Draft Day with Deion Sanders, and he carries around a chip on his shoulder. Harbaugh's been there and done that. And Roquan Smith is a great leader on the defensive side of the ball. So I do think, like, if you were to ask me who is the team that's capable, I think Baltimore, you know, always has a tough defense.
I would agree. I know, I would agree. Like, I think Baltimore could. I was sort of buying in that Jacksonville could go in there and just sort of run the ball and play physical.
Very hot and cold. Yeah, very hot and cold.
Yeah, yeah. But I totally agree. Listen, Kansas City, they're inconsistent. They're beatable, bro, but they've been beatable for the last damn years, man. The Bills had them on the ropes, right, in the 13 seconds, and they escaped. The Eagles could have, should have, would have. Yeah, if we didn't get that, yeah, well, whatever, right? That's the whole thing. They're like a fighter that just finds that way all the time, and then after, you're like, man, we landed more body shots, we landed more head shots, but we lost. And it seems to just be a common theme. But I do feel, I don't think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. I do believe, I am not disagreeing that the Eagles are the team to beat even, but I'm not ready to crown them yet. Like, they've got to actually do this and pull it off before I'm going to say this. Miami are kind of flaky. I don't trust Miami in bad weather if they went into Kansas City.
Agreed.
Cincinnati have fallen apart. Cleveland have been really spirited, but they don't have enough without the quarterback, which leads me to my Buffalo Bills. If the Bills can get hot somehow and turn this around at the right time, they're super dangerous, right? They've always been sort of that, oh, they're the team to beat, and they couldn't handle the pressure. Maybe now, Rick, coming in the back door and crashing the party will be a little bit different, but it has to start somewhere, and the Bills haven't had a nice win since they beat the Dolphins. So they get the Philadelphia Eagles this week. We're going to find out a lot about both teams. The Eagles smash the Bills, then they're that juggernaut right now. Bills win this game. Bills get a little confidence back, man, and they're right back in this picture again.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about this, I think, on last week's show about the Bills playing up or down to their opponent, so I do expect this to be an evenly contested matchup. Hey, Josh Allen looked like he bounced back a little bit last week with the offensive coordinator change. You know, my concern there, like, Stephon Diggs, where is his head at mentally? Are him and Josh Allen on the same page? And if they're not, who's going to step up and be that other weapon? Is Gabe Davis going to be consistent? Is the running game going to be consistent? What about the secondary? Those are my concerns about the Buffalo Bills. But I do think Josh Allen is a guy, is a quarterback, one of few that can put a team on his back and carry them. And maybe Buffalo has a first-round home field game, and it is Buffalo and Kansas City once again. I wouldn't be surprised. As long as Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes are around, those two are going to meet each other often, I believe, in the playoffs. Because, let's be honest, it's a quarterback league. There's only about 10 to 12 actually really good quarterbacks. And Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes are three of the best.
I think the biggest concern for the Buffalo Bills, I believe personally, coming into the game against the Eagles, is the Bills' defense. Will they be able to stop Jalen Hurts? Will they be able to stop the Eagles' ground game? You know, the Bills' defensive injuries have caught up to them. Offensively, they've been inconsistent, but they play up or down to the level of competition, the Bills. So the Bills are playing a good team, and the other team is scoring. They can score, but it doesn't mean that they can get a stop. I'm not concerned about Josh Allen. I'm not concerned about Diggs, or I'm not concerned about the Bills' offense actually coming into this game. I think there's going to be a track meet. I think both teams are going to put points up on the board. the question is, can Buffalo come up with the stops to stop Philadelphia? Philadelphia have so many freaking weapons. And one thing I will anoint, Philadelphia the best GM in the league. I mean, this guy's just so aggressive by attacking everything all the time, right? I mean, man, if Buffalo were in tough, and I'll tell you what's crazy, Rick, is the numbers come down. The betting market is buying in on Buffalo. It was 3.5. After last night's game, it's sitting at 3 right now everywhere.
Yeah, I thought Buffalo bounced back a little bit. I will say, like, you know, the one thing where the Eagles do have a competitive advantage, it feels like, is with the tush push, because really they're playing 4-down football. They're allowed an extra down. You know, a third and short is really like second and short, because it's almost like a no-brainer that they're going to go for it on 4th down. And they're like 90 percentile with
gaining a first down. You know what's fascinating about that, Rick? I was watching it last night, and I noticed behind, you know, it's this big, oh, they push from behind. Kenneth Gainwell is one of the guys pushing from behind. A.J. Brown is the other one. Yeah. And Johnson. And so they have a tight end, but it's interesting. They have Gainwell and a running back. So it's not like they're stacking, you know what I mean, of 15 elephants back there, right? It's kind of,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
If you watch, Kelce that gets it done, Rick. It's him, man. That center, he gets so freaking low, man. It's unbelievable. Kelce,
but A.J. Brown actually comes on the side and bear hugs Hurts on the side, right? And it's like a 4-man push, and it's unbelievable. They've actually ran backfield formations where Devonta Smith, all 167 pounds of him, comes in as a lead blocker because he's just that nasty and physical. Like, if you ever watch Devonta Smith block, this guy gets after it. Like, they've put him in as a fullback, believe it or not. They get creative back there in Philadelphia.
All right, we've only got like 2 minutes left. We used to talk draft picks. Now it turns into a weekly debate with Saratella here. He drops bombs. He fires bullets.
We'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, that's all good. So we got about a minute and a half here. But speaking of which, this is a combination of the draft. The game of the week this week, we got the Michigan Wolverines and the Ohio State Buckeyes. The stakes could not be any higher. It's unbelievable. They're both 11-0. And as far as NFL draft is concerned, I mean, Marvin Harrison's unbelievable. To me, what's, you know, I think Michigan should be concerned about is not only that Ohio State are pissed that it's been 2 years in a row, but is that Henderson is healthy again in the backfield. They've got the ground game going right now. Most of the year, it was like, man, we're in fourth. It's 4th and 3, and if we don't get this, we're going to lose. But, Harrison gets open. Now Henderson is back, and they've got that ground game going. Ohio State are playing their best football coming into this game right now. No Harbaugh. What's your pick? Who do you think wins?
Wow. I'm going to go Michigan here. I just think they're the more talented team. It's a shame Harbaugh is not going to be on the sideline for this grudge match. But if you look at the quarterbacks, Ohio State quarterback has actually been playing good. McCord over the last 2 weeks. McCarthy's been a little bit shaky. I think Michigan pulls this off. I think Ohio State's favored because Harbaugh isn't on the sideline, but at the end of the day, Michigan is just too talented.
Well, Michigan's favored by 3.
Oh,
looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Michigan's favorite by three. Yeah. 3.5, okay. 3, yeah.
I think Ohio State actually may have opened up as the favorite, but
the advance months ago and stuff, but it's okay. Even up, it's 3.5.
Yeah, I believe Michigan will win this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Rick Saratella for kicking with us. Great stuff. I always enjoy debating football with Rick Saratella. Rick, hot take. Saratella. You know what? I'll tell you one thing. Rick Saratella's been on top of. He's been saying for the last couple of months that he thinks Drake May will be the number one pick in the NFL draft. And he's not alone. There's a lot of people that are starting to believe that that has some legs to it. So a shout out to our boy, Rick Saratella. I tell you what, man, Marquette's defense is just overwhelming the Kansas Jayhawks tonight. They've turned the ball over like way, I think they're moving in on about 20 times right now. They usually turn the ball over 13 times a game. They were at 17, 18 a couple of minutes ago as I looked up. As we were wrapping up with Rick Saratella, 65-51, Marquette, six and a half minutes left in this game. So I want to get, there was a ton of stuff I wanted to get to with Saratella, but we didn't because we got into the Jalen Hurts, Mahomes stuff. Can't wait to see the Buffalo Bills and the Philadelphia Eagle game. We'll see, man. The fact that the Philadelphia Eagles won the game against a team that beat them in the Super Bowl, Thanksgiving week, maybe the Bills can catch them just a little bit, sort of, you know, not quite as focused as they should be. This is pretty much, I don't want to say a must win for the Buffalo Bills, but we're starting to get there. Like, at some point, the Bills need to win games, like, that they're not supposed to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, going to Cincinnati was a tough spot that night, right? Like, you know what I mean? They were underdogs, you know what I'm saying? They're underdogs here, but they've lost games in which they've been favorites. You've got to get those games back, right? If the Buffalo Bills beat Philadelphia, suddenly they're going to get their confidence back. They're going to be a dangerous team in the AFC. But they've got to beat Philadelphia, right? They're getting 3.5 points right now. I thought it went down to 3, and it did briefly, but it seems to be pretty much consensus 3.5 everywhere right now. So the big news of the day, also in the National Football League, Steeler Nation, which is one of the bigger nations in the league, the Pittsburgh Steelers fire Matt Canada. And I guess it's a good thing for Canadians, actually, because he was giving the country a bad name, right? So they fire Matt Canada. Matt Canada, of course, offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a, you know, listen, we saw the Buffalo Bills just fire their coordinator. It seems to be the thing right now when the coach knows he's not going anywhere. Let's blame the offensive coordinator. I think it's more so, listen, anytime somebody gets fired, it's pretty much somebody else's fault that they hired them in the first place, right? That is being sort of overlooked in a sense. So I have always thought that two things can be right at the same time. Is Matt Canada a good offensive coordinator? No. Is Kenny Pickett a good quarterback? Right? Probably not. Is it the coordinator? Right? I mean, look at Nate Hackett and Zach Wilson. You have a toxic combination of a bad quarterback and a bad coordinator. And I think we had a similar situation. Yet they can blame Matt Canada. Yet I think they need to look at themselves in the mirror for taking Kenny Pickett with their first round pick. Now, if you look at Kenny Pickett's numbers, and numbers don't always tell the full story. I get it. And they're winning football games. But look, Najee Harris himself said, yeah, we're winning games, but we kind of suck. And I don't make QBR rating to be the be-all, end-all, right? There's, you know, more to it than just numbers. But at the same point in time, the QBR rating is something that people hang their hats on. And Brock Purdy has the best QBR rating in the NFL at 77. Dak Prescott, 73.9. Justin Herbert, 71.7. Josh Allen, 69.9. Patrick Mahomes, 69.4. Jalen Hurts, 64.4. Jared Goff, who's playing as good as anybody, 64. So, you know, you get the gist of it here. Quarterbacks that are playing pretty, you know, Josh Allen hasn't had a great year, but his numbers are pretty good. The Bills' numbers are deceptive in a way. But anyways, you get the gist of it. But speaking about Jalen Hurts is on a great team, right? And, you know, he's got a QBR rating of 64.4. Jared Goff, 64. Lamar Jackson, 62. Tua, 61. That was my whole point. Nothing against Jalen Hurts, but, you know, I don't look at Jalen Hurts as, like, the standout best quarterback in the NFL. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but I don't look at him as the best. But, you know, so that's the top tier right there. Let's go to the bottom tier. Who has the worst QBR rating in the National Football League? And this is a pretty ugly number. Bryce Young, 29.9. Zach Wilson, 31. Ryan Tannehill. So basically, guys that have been benched. Bryce Young's a rookie that's played, you know, he's a kid, he's young, and he has no talent around him. Zach Wilson is pretty much terrible and has been benched at 31. Ryan Tannehill has just lost it. He's past his prime, and it's the end of the road for him. He's been benched. His QBR rating is 32.8. Who's ranked 28th? Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's 35.7. So if you look at, like, the quarterbacks of the neighborhood that Kenny Pickett lives in, Desmond Ridder, 39.3, Daniel Jones, 39.1, Kenny Pickett, 35.7, Ryan Tannehill. So in other words, only three quarterbacks in the NFL that have played games have worse, like, QBR ratings than he does. Mac Jones is terrible. He's got a QBR rating of 40. Justin Fields, 44.9. Jordan Love, 47.3. Sam Howell, 48.6. So, you can change the coordinator, but if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, Najee Harris, he's okay. He's not, like, great or anything like that. He's just, like, average, Najee Harris. Warren seems to provide more of a spark for them. So, Harris has never really been great or anything like that. The Steelers' offensive line has had issues running the ball for years. Their wide receivers, all right, you've got, you know, Deontay Johnson. Pickens makes some spectacular catches. He also, like, freaks out after every game. Right? Like, they're not, like, the best roster, per se, on offense. So, I don't know, changing the coordinator, this and that, whatever. I think they have to, like, so you can fire Matt Canada, and that made Steeler fan happy. I get it. But at some point, I guess it's a little early, you know what I mean? But you don't get 5 years anymore. So this is Kenny Pickett's second year, right? As the full-blown starter, you know, like at some point you have to have the conversation that, well, you know what? Yeah, we fired the coordinator and he needed to go, but you know what? Our quarterback isn't very good, no matter who the coordinator is. You know, like I said, they want to cover that up. They want to mirror it up. Tomlin's going to get defensive about it because the only damn reason they took Kenny Pickett is because, whatever, he played at Pitt and they saw him every day and, like, they shared a facility and stuff. They knew him and they knew him since he was a kid more. Like, you know what I mean? They got suckered into that. Right? Like, what, you know what I mean? Let's just be real. Like, what was Kenny Pickett? The 19th pick of the draft, the 21st pick, whatever the hell it was? I actually won the prop. I knew Pittsburgh was going to take him. It didn't mean I think he was going to be good with Pittsburgh, but I knew. Remember he had the smallest hands ever in the history of the NFL Combine and stuff? Not a lot of people like Kenny Pickett. We'll put it that way. Like, Pittsburgh went out on their own on that one and said, well, we like him. And let's be real, because he was a freaking Pittsburgh Panther. And now they're paying the price for it. So you can blame Matt Canada all you want. Listen, Canada should have been fired because he was like, he had a burner account and he was tweeting negative stuff about Kenny Pickett, defending himself, saying, what do you want Matt Canada to do? Kenny Pickett sucks. They should have fired him then, right? But whatever, you know what I mean? They're panicking right now. They felt they needed a change. It was getting pretty ugly too, as we saw. You know, we saw, like, there's a video of Boswell, even when, you know what's bad when, the field goal kicker, the kicker is bad-mouthing you. So, like, you know, clearly there was a breaking point with the Steelers, but to me, it's a Kenny Pickett conversation that needs to be had. All right, so San Diego. It's been a weird offseason with managers in baseball. So Mike Schilt is back in. Of course, he was the former Cardinal manager. I got to tell you, I don't know if I can ever recall a manager taking it as hard as he did that he got fired and let go. So I think San Diego is getting a guy that, number one, just loves the game and is just so grateful to get an opportunity. I think it's a positive that you've got a guy that's been around the team, that knows the personnel, and also is really going to want to be, like, on everybody's good side. I don't, you know what I mean? From a hiring standpoint, I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, there's a bigger conversation needs to be had moving forward here, and that gets to Juan Soto and what is going to be the team. Because let's be real, it's not like they have a ton of money right now suddenly. So as far as the hiring is concerned, it's a nice hire. You hired a guy that's a good manager. Guy won manager of the year, right? I mean, the guy won National League manager of the year before. He was successful with the Cardinals. He got into it with them. They blamed him, always a scapegoat. And plus, he's not going to be a guy that's going to demand a ton of money. So it was a good fit. But Juan Soto's going to get traded. All right, there's Seattle. There's a lot of Seattle talk that's popping up. I think Seattle want to make a splash, but I don't think they have the old money, the Ohtani money splash stuff. In hindsight, Soto probably should have taken the money from the Nationals. It was all just about money. But Julio Rodriguez and Soto together in a lineup makes a lot of sense. So that's something that's popping up today. And over the last couple of days, Seattle, the Yankees have been connected to Soto. I don't know if Steinbrenner will do it. I'm buying into the Seattle stuff as far as Soto is concerned. I don't think they're going to want to deal him to a National League team. It makes sense. It's end of the American League. Soto will be happy. Seattle will pay him, and it's a win-win for everybody. And the talk was that San Diego would get Teoscar Hernandez. To fill that void. The other talk today, and there's always going to be crazy talk when it comes to the Dodgers, that the Ohtani sweepstakes continue, the negotiations continue, the talk continues behind the scenes. But there were reports. I don't think that the Angels would do it, but there are reports that the Dodgers are also interested in Mike Trout. That they would do like a dual type of thing, like a dual signing if they could pull it off. But like I said, you're going to hear a lot of crazy things over the next couple of weeks. But this stuff is eventually going to happen. I would imagine, you know, Ohtani, most of these big deals get done. Sometimes they go past Christmas, but organizations, when they're going to spend all this money on a player, they like to be able to do it before the holiday season. So they can get the season ticket sales out there. They can get some merch out there. They can get the ball rolling, right? You don't want to sign someone for $600 million 3 days before the season starts, right? Or like, you know, we're getting there. First week of December type of deal. I think we're still a couple of weeks away from the real thing starting to happen. But we're saying there is movement. There is talk. There is, like, stuff is happening. Ohtani's people basically told people, if you leak anything, we won't even, like, talk to you ever again.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're to the three-minute warning. I wanted to get to this. A jersey worn in the second half of Victor Wembanyama's NBA debut against the Dallas Mavericks sold at Sotheby's, the auction house, for $762,000. The pre-auction estimate was it was going to be between 80 and 120. It's a record for any NBA rookie jersey ever. Zion Williamson's jersey sold for $80,000. The all-time record for a rookie uniform is $3.6 million, a Kobe Bryant uniform, but this was sold after he unfortunately passed away. So, wow. $762,000 for this jersey. He's going to be a merch king. Yeah, I'm just wondering. So how did somebody? I'd like to know the backstory. How did somebody get this jersey? So what, did he give it to some kid and then a kid just auctioned it off for $762K? Did he auction it off? Is he getting a piece of this? And man, I swear, I remember Pete Rose years ago when he got a 4,000 hit with the Montreal Expos. This was in like in the freaking 80s, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like not even the late 80s, like the early 80s, you know? And Pete Rose like was taking his jersey off after every inning. And, you know, this is a way ahead of the way ahead of his time. And his teammates asked him, what the hell are you doing? And why are you changing your jersey all the time? And he said, I want to be able to sell these as the game that I got my 4,000th hit in. And think about like Pete Rose. Say what you will about Pete, but Pete's the ultimate hustler, that he was ahead of his time with this. And now, like now you can buy the base from like every inning in the World Series and stuff like that. But I'd like to know where the hell this jersey actually came from. $762,000. For Victor Wembanyama's game-worn jersey from his first ever game in the NBA. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.